listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Health authorities are urging us to get vaccinated amid an early start to the flu season. Their call comes after last year's flu season saw case numbers increase for the first time since 2019. Bendigo-based GP Dr. Arvind Sharma says that increase occurred for a couple of reasons.
Number one, that people are going outside more. Also, that flu vaccinations decreased, and they decreased because people didn't perceive the fact that the flu was a threat anymore. And so as a direct result, we saw that there was increasing flu occurrence.
A new workspace hub has popped up in the Castlemaine Gardens. Its opening has been welcomed by Federal Member for Bendigo, Lisa Chesters.
So what that means is people who might be holidaying, staying at the caravan park, there's now a space where they can catch up on their work, catch up on their emails, potentially Zoom and organise sort of their day-to-day.
The federal government put $90,000 towards the project. Mildura City Council is seeking feedback on its East Growth Area strategic framework. It details Council's plans to build up to 4,000 new homes on land between Nichols Point and Dalrymple to help ease the housing strain on the region. Ratepayers can have their say by heading to Council's website. And Victorian Parliament is sitting in Echuca today. Members of the Upper House are converging on the Echuca Library, which will be rearranged to resemble the chambers of Spring Street. It's the first time the Legislative Council has held a sitting in Campaspeshire and the seventh time in regional Victoria since 2001. To sport now. The Bendigo Strikers have notched up another win in the Victorian Netball League. Playing at the State Netball Centre last night, their championship side defeated the Western Warriors 60-45. The result sees the Strikers move up to 7th on the ladder. Bendigo's 23 and under side also won last night, beating the Warriors by just one goal.